Richard, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Tony. Who needs Disney? We're having another great summer here in Michigan.
You know, something I wanted to, before we start talking about a menagerie of topics, I wanted to pass on something to you from a gentleman I talked with yesterday, Rich Johnson from Fox News Radio. He lives in D.C., travels and works in New York City as well as Washington, D.C., and he told me that he had seen pure Michigan ads in those states. And he had thought that most folks, when they're in Washington, D.C. or New York, the people that he is around, they think Detroit when they think Michigan. So to see those ads he thought made a really good impression and thought that a positive job was done with that. And I thought that was pretty interesting.
I agree. I had an opportunity to meet that reporter during the campaign, and sadly, for a lot of people on the East Coast and the West Coast, Michigan and the Midwest were flyover country. And if you haven't had the opportunity to live and work in our great state, for many people out of state, their image of Michigan is based on one of two things, either Detroit and its challenges, or the auto industry and the recent downturn, or sometimes both of those. So I think the pure Michigan ads are very effective because they're based on a real strength of our state, the tremendous natural resources and extraordinary travel and tourism industry. On the other hand, the second part of the MEDC advertising campaign, the promotional campaign about Michigan's business climate, that's not nearly as effective because we don't have quite as good a product to sell there yet in terms of our tax climate or our regulatory climate. But we're working on that, and we helped to elect in the State House and the Michigan Senate a substantial number of pro-jobs, pro-taxpayer lawmakers who will take office in November. So we're looking forward to this fall and getting Michigan back on track.
Richard, I can't imagine anyone who would be against jobs running for office in a state. I think that would be like committing suicide.
Well, what we saw in the voting record we published a couple of weeks ago is, you're right, all over the state, when lawmakers are back in the district, they talk about jobs and the economy. And the good news is many of them come to Lansing and vote in support of Michigan's job providers and policies that would encourage job creation and economic growth. Sadly, there are a surprising number of lawmakers who talk in the district about jobs and the economy and then come to Lansing and vote against Michigan's business community. If your listeners want to go to our website at michamber.com, they can look at the voting record and see where members of the State House and the Michigan Senate stand on their votes on a large number of economic issues that are important to job providers: the regulatory climate, tax policy, lawsuit abuse, health care, and other issues.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with Michigan Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Richard Studley. Wanted to get your take on Virge Bonero winning for the Democrats and Rick Snyder winning from the Republicans. They're going to do battle to see who becomes Michigan's next governor.
We've had a cordial relationship with Mayor Bonero. As you know, our headquarters is located in downtown Lansing, just a few blocks from the Capitol building. So we have a substantial commitment and a big investment in downtown Lansing. Virge Bonero has been a good mayor. I thought from the beginning that he would be a formidable opponent. Frankly, we're pleased in the Democratic primary for governor that House Speaker Andy Dillon didn't win. Although he's a nice guy, he's got a poor voting record on economic issues. And I wasn't surprised that Virge won that Democratic primary. On the Republican side, there was a candidate for governor, State Senator Tom George from Kalamazoo, who made the call for a costly and unnecessary constitutional convention, a centerpiece of his campaign. Voters rejected that appeal, and he got only 2% of the vote. So on the Republican side, although we didn't get the result that the Michigan Chamber had hoped for, Rick Snyder won, and we congratulate him for winning a hard-fought and very competitive primary. Tony, I also think it's very important to step back for a moment and say thank you. Say thank you to Mike Cox for his service to our state and country, to say thank you to Pete Hoekstra, who has served West Michigan and our state and country well as a member of Congress. And I think you have to admire people like Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard. All of those people deserve credit for having the courage and making the commitment to get into the political arena. But the voters have spoken. The primary is over, and it's time to move forward to the general election.
Who will the chamber support, Bonero or Snyder?
We are member-driven and policy-focused in our evaluation of candidates. I did speak yesterday to Ann Arbor businessman Rick Snyder to congratulate him on his victory. We had a very friendly and very cordial conversation. We talked about the common goals that we have in terms of moving Michigan forward. We're looking forward to meeting with Rick Snyder soon to talk about how we might work together to reinvent Michigan. So we'll take a look at that race. There are a lot of other important races as well. Our role in the campaign for governor is a decision that will be made by our members, and we'll be evaluating that over the next couple of weeks. There are a lot of other important campaigns for the State House and the Michigan Senate. I'm very pleased to report that the Michigan Chamber made endorsements in 18 state Senate primaries across the state, and voters agreed with us in every single one of those races. 100% of the candidates we endorsed for the state Senate won their primaries. In the State House, again, we made endorsements in competitive primaries across the state, 28 races, 22 of those candidates were successful. 3 out of 4 of the candidates we endorsed for the State House won. So we took a big step in the August primary to retain a pro-business majority in the Michigan Senate and to elect people who will be pro-jobs and pro-taxpayer who are going to serve in the State House next year. So there's a lot of good news, I think, for employees and employers in the August primary.
Richard, have term limits worked?
Term limits are a mixed blessing. I don't think they've been the panacea that proponents had hoped for. Our view at the Michigan Chamber is that term limits should be retained but revised so that people could serve longer in the State House or the Michigan Senate, but that there would still be term limits. That's one of the issues that is a good example of how we can and should consider changing the state constitution one issue at a time. We think it's unnecessary. We don't want to waste months and $45 million on an unneeded constitutional convention that puts the entire state constitution at risk. Overall, our current state constitution is not perfect, but it served the state well. There is no fatal flaw, but term limits might be one of those issues that if we defeat Proposal 1, the call for ConCon on the November general election ballot, we might come back a year or two later and try and build a bipartisan or nonpartisan coalition, business, labor, and other groups to fix the problem with term limits. The current term limit provision in our state constitution is just too short, especially in the State House, where lawmakers can only serve 3 2-year terms. So about the time they become familiar with the process and really good at their jobs, they have to move on.
And then finally, Richard, before we let you go, I wanted to get your take. Is the new governor going to have to lead the state when it comes to doing something with that Michigan business tax and also with all the rules and regulations that seem to not only discourage new business from coming but seem to encourage many businesses to leave, as well as the workers that are educated here in the state to leave with those businesses?
Our next governor is going to have to be smart and tough and hit the ground running from day one. Tony, you're absolutely correct. We've got some real challenges with both our regulatory climate and tax policy. I think one of the good things about the August primary is all over the state and the race for governor, races for the Senate, races for the House, candidates were talking about fixing those problems, eliminating the 22% surcharge, reducing the burdensome and complicated Michigan business tax, perhaps repealing it entirely and replacing it with a different tax, as Mr. Snyder has proposed. So a lot of the candidates for office have got the right focus on addressing some of the problems we can fix in Lansing with a better agenda and strong leadership.
Richard, there always seems to be that tug of war, that line in the sand between people who say you can't go overboard when helping business because they're the fat rich cats and they're just going to get fatter, and then everyone else kind of gets left behind in the wake. I know when talking to the business experts that we talk to and talking with you and folks with other chambers that there's got to be a happy median made. How do you do that?
We agree. We've participated in the give and take of the legislative process for over 30 years. We think it's important to listen to other individuals and groups and be respectful. But at the Michigan Chamber, we're always going to be strong advocates for Michigan's job providers. The iron law of economics is that if Michigan doesn't have any employers, we won't have any employees. So our view is you can't sink half a boat. Economic prosperity is important to both employees and employers. I have to be optimistic that we'll have a healthy debate in the campaign for governor and other campaigns this fall, and that a new governor, a new House, a new Senate, a new Attorney General, a new Secretary of State, that will elect good people who can move Michigan forward and help reinvent Michigan. It's clear that the status quo is not working. We have to have bold, dramatic change if we're going to restore Michigan to greatness, and we can do that together.
All right. Thanks, Richard. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Tony.